Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be slightly familiar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles, and we run this radio show every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. He has been in the home-based business arena for a really long time. And right now he does some stuff with crowdfunding. But sometimes on a Friday night, because it's 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time and 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, we realize that many of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience are probably, you know, kicking back a little bit. It's a Friday night. They're taking advantage of the beginning of a weekend, if you will, or maybe just relaxing a little bit. So if we have this loose, if you will, informal conversation about whatever we want to talk about. And today, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about, but I think it's going to have to do with something such as unintended consequences or maybe intended consequences around some stuff that's somewhat controversial, and we are all sometimes affected by the misjudgments, misguidedness, stupidity, whatever you might want to say, or the actions of other people as well in a civilized society. So we'll kind of jump into that as well. But one of the things that I love to talk to Jean-Luc is he lives his life by design. Many years ago, and I don't know how many years ago it's been, he told me that he wanted to live on a boat. And then all of a sudden, guess what? He's living on a boat. And that's the way he does things. So he lives his life by design. And I am always here and pleased to have a great conversation with a nice gentleman. His name is Jean-Luc. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. I think you do the same. Now you move from where you were in New York and to live in Florida because of something changed in life. And I think many people are not willing to change something in their life. And this is sad because the change is everywhere and all the time. Say your body changes, your mind changes, your family changes. Even if you grow a family, many things change. And sometimes you change from a country like me and others. Sometimes you change house. I've changed houses many times. But you need to be willing to change something in your life to create, and also why not to live your life by design, because if you like something, do it.
Makes sense to me. Well, just speaking about changes for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, this is the second to the last radio show that I will do with my daughter at home. So we've done lots of radio shows. Jean-Luc and I have been around for a long time on our radio show. I don't know, Jean-Luc, maybe 3 or 4 years for sure. We've done over 100,
we
almost
187 radio show now.
187 radio shows. So life has kind of passed by me in a certain way. We had all my kids living at home, and then last year in July, if you recall, if you're listening in that long, one of my middle sons got married. He left. My older son, who was working for a boat building place, got fired when they closed their factory. So then he wound up moving to South Carolina because obviously in Florida there's no place to build boats. That's a question. Like, this little sarcastic question. It's like we live on a freaking peninsula. There's more coastline in Florida than probably.
If I was building a boat, I would not choose Florida because the humidity you have in Florida is not good to have to build a boat.
Right,
I
but there's a lot of boats.
Part of the Texas or desert or something like this, you can have something dry and not something humid because it didn't help you to build boat, and you need to have a facility with no humidity inside or all of this.
Right, but there's lots of people that do boating in Florida. So anyway, so back to my story before I get interrupted by Jean-Luc. my daughter I was pretty torn up when my granddaughter Scarlett left, because sometimes you guys would be here and she would be visiting and you'd hear the dogs barking and you'd hear Scarlett in the background and all that sort of stuff. And it's been quiet, no interruptions.
This is home business.
That's right, home business, and it's been quiet lately. So my daughter Samantha is joining the Marines, and she's going to be gone. This is her last Friday. She just went out with a friend, so she's not home now. So there's one more Friday. And then the only reason why I mention that is because you say Jean-Luc change. There's some change that I can manage because it's logically, and there's some change that I don't want to manage. And this is one that is going to be tough. But, you know, you got to intellectually digest this stuff. So I guess that's part of my challenges is, you know, would I expect her to live at home forever? No. Would it be normal for her to live at home forever? Maybe, depending on the culture. But the reality is that, you know, she's going to go do her own thing. And therefore, as we're cutting the cord and she's cutting the cord and experiencing life's experiences, it's kind of interesting just to see how that goes. But there's one thing that's inevitable, like you had mentioned, and that is change. So kind of going through it. Next weekend is going to be a tough one because that's the last one. And then I go through like a major change, Jean-Luc, because that's it. She's gone. She's doing boot camp in the Marines. She'll be gone for 3 months. As long as she passes, she'll come home for a couple of days. And then she's gone for a long time after that. Who knows when I might see her again. Based on whatever she's going to do, and hopefully she'll be able to stay safe during the whole time. But my cheese is friggin' moving. I mean, my cheese has moved. It's going to be an adjustment for her, for sure. But the people that she leaves behind, meaning me and my wife, are going to have more of an adjustment because she's going to be doing cool and exciting things and pursuing her career and all that sort of stuff and totally preoccupied with whatever they're going to give her, and we're going to be able to think. So it's tough. So anyway, so let's talk about that whole, let's talk about whatever else you want to talk about, but I just figured let me just announce that on Building Fortunes Radio because we're talking about change. We all go through all different kinds of changes at any given time. So back to you.
Everything changes, even the climate changes, Peter.
Yeah, the climate changes. That's for sure.
You notice that because before it was warming, how do you call this? Warming, what?
Yeah, well, I have to talk to AOC.
Global warming, and because this didn't work too much, now they call this climate change. Like
right,
they,
well,
like they find something suddenly, no, really, Peter, suddenly in this planet, the climate change.
Right.
Hello.
Well, there's got to be something wrong with the sun because it got darker earlier. So there's got to be something wrong with the sun.
Yeah,
so it's darker earlier.
It changed too because we changed the hour. Okay, but the climate change for, I think, 11 million years or maybe more than that, the climate change on this planet like crazy. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's frozen. And we are on we don't know exactly because if you follow these people, he's hot here in California now, but in some other area, it's very cold. And I was listening a French scientist who say, guys, in North Pole, the ice is melting a little bit, but the most important thing is the magnetic North Pole is moving. And this is pretty much dangerous for the future. But the Antarctic, he have more ice than he never had. Who you can trust? You see, him, these people make billions of dollars because they create this CO2 regulation and tax and all of this. And this guy make nothing. And he say, no, we are a bunch of scientists. We study all of this. And we know the Antarctic is creating more ice than before. And but the most important thing is the magnetic pole is moving. And this and the sun also, the Earth is closer, I think it's 2 or 3 or 5 centimeters closer to the sun. And it's for that we have sometimes this wave of hot here like it happened in California, you know. But tonight I want to to continue the speech we have. I think it was last week or the week before. We talked about the vaccine, the danger of vaccine for the people who were here. They remember we talked about this this woman, because I say girl, but I don't know to which age we can call a woman a girl, and after we start calling a woman. But she at least 40 or 45. And one day she has a bad idea like this. It was the 1st October. She has a bad idea to say, oh, I will get a flu shot. And Diane, who knows the danger, because I spray around the danger of this kind of stuff. She said to her, no, don't do that. You will be sick. And you will be sick around the 10th of October if you do that. And she received the flu shot. And the 10th of October, exactly the 10th of October, boom, she was so sick, she almost died. Good for her, we were here. Because these people, to call 911, they put 00, and after they tried to have 911. I don't know if you can believe that. You can say, yeah, I call 911. I say, what do you do? I say, 00 and 911. I say, no. 911 is 911. Peter Bonlap, a lot of time we are surrounded by two oceans of stupidity, but is that that one? This guy was unable to call 911. Okay, Diane do this, approach the girl, and sure enough, she was affected. Okay, incubation time. She was affected. 3, 4, 5 days after, boom. Diane was sick. Take care of her with vitamins, with some product, I know, all of this. Oh, she was fine. Last week, it was me. See, it's for that I am my sexy voice, but sometimes I was no voice at all. Sometimes I was unable to speak because I catch it. And she affected, let's say, to be close to what is real, she affected around a dozen of people around her. She almost died because the firefighter was here. So they tube her, bring to the hospital, and if he was not here, maybe she will be dead. Maybe it will be a good thing. Say, less stupid people on this planet. Sometimes I think like this, but see, the stupidity is incredible. You say to these people, don't do that, you will be sick. Oh, they do it. They worse than the kids. You say when you have some kids and you say the kids like to play and say, don't do that. And they say, oh, dad, say, don't do that. I will do it because they like to do it. You say they push you a little bit. But when you are 40-something years old and someone who more educated than you say, hey, don't do that, you will be sick. At least you can do some research, because we don't know too much people who die from the flu shot, but we know a lot of people who have been sick from the flu shot. See? And sure enough, Diane was sick, I was sick, and many other people around were sick, but something attracted my attention. And this is related to the food. I don't know if I can put a percentage, but let's say around 90% of people who buy food never look what is the ingredient of the food they buy. Me, when I buy food, I look at the ingredients. And even sometimes, 2-3 months after I'm buying the same product, I look again at the ingredients, because sometimes you can miss something. Say, or sometimes you move out of something and you need to be sure. We have done this recently with Diane. We moved out of wheat, and so suddenly we recheck all the ingredients what we are buying to be sure we don't have this product and or this component of the food inside. And we say, oh, no, okay, we don't want this anymore. We don't buy this product anymore because we don't want this. And 90% of people buy food that didn't look the ingredients. When you didn't look the ingredients, you didn't know what you are eating. basically, first in this country, and now it's spread to other countries. Many people buy processed food. Many food already cooked, prepared, all of this. Many people don't know what they eat. I buy raw food, I cook. And Diane do the same, and we know what we put on the plate because we know the ingredient we have put on or we have cooked, even if we cook chicken or fish or salad or whatever, we know the ingredient. But many people buy stuff, and I say stuff to be general, without to check the ingredient and eat that, and basically you can have these people, you say, hey, do you know what you eat? But if you go to the basic, they don't know. They say, yeah, is it stuff? Do you know what is inside? Do you know the ingredient? Do you know what is this ingredient do for your body and all of this? They know nothing. Now, where from that, these people who receive flu shot, what's the ingredient of a flu shot? Because the medical field didn't disclose the ingredients they put on a flu shot. But if you look closely and if you listen to people who know who study that closer than me, you will find mercury, some lead, aluminium, some also the urine, something like this, on a flu shot. What do you put on your body? See, it's very, very important. When I buy vitamin C, many people buy ascorbic acid. Sorry, guys, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. It's for that it is called ascorbic acid. It's something chemical created, and if you eat this, it burns. It's not vitamin C. Vitamin C is from fruit, from acerola, from orange, from lemon, from this kind of fruit or vegetable, you find vitamin C, the real vitamin C. Sure, I pay a little more, but I know what I put on my body. But for the flu, many people receive flu and ask them, maybe we increase the percentage. If you ask them, all of these people, and you make a survey and say, hey, you have a flu shot. Do you know what you put on your body? It's too bad I don't have too much time because I will go to a pharmacy like this and ask these people to receive a flu shot.
To you, it's Peter. Amazing. No, it's absolutely amazing. Let's do this. Let's take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. We're listening to Jean-Luc, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jean-Luc, and we're talking about stuff. A lot of it is common sense. A lot of it is not so common for some people, and we're talking about, you know, the things that happened. And Jean-Luc, you know, we've been doing, like you said, 187 plus or minus radio shows. I don't really recall you ever being sick. Like, that's a lot of radio shows. That spans a couple of years. I don't think I've ever heard you sick before. So idea that I don't think you have been. So the idea that you had, if you really think about it, the gal's exposed to the flu shot. She gets sick with the flu, almost dies. Diane, who is right there with her physical contact, gets sick shortly afterwards. You hang out with Diane. Obviously, you're going to pick this up as well. So, in essence, what did the flu shot do? If the woman never got the flu shot, let's rewind this. If the woman never got the flu shot, more than less likely, she probably wouldn't have gotten the flu. Neither would you, and neither would Diane. So for those people that are wondering about the flu shots and whether they're big business or not, that's why they give them away for free. Because, or they're not free, but that's why they give them away for free. Because there's a lot of people that get sick as a result of that, and they see doctors, or worse, So that's the problem with these types of issues as well. And the idea that, wait a minute, it was supposed to infect her, protect her against the flu.
Exactly.
Is the reason why somebody should question the flus, but here's the issue. If you question the vaccine, now all of a sudden you're an anti-vaxxer. If you would say, well, next year I'm not going to take that flu shot, you might not be able to fly on a plane or teach kids or go into school. Who knows? Crazy. It's absolutely crazy, Jean-Luc. So back to you.
Yeah. And, you know, if she have not taken the flu shot, maybe 12 people around her will have not been sick. And, like I repeat many times, she almost died. If Diane was not here and this guy calling 00 to have a 911, because she was unable to breathe. And, you know, you can stay 2-3 weeks or 1 month without to eat, or you can without to drink a few weeks, but without to breathe, it's a question of minutes. See? It's not a question of 15 minutes or hours,
right?
Or no, it's a question of 2-3 minutes or something like this. Very fast, she was unable to breathe following the flu shot. When she started to have the problem, suddenly she was suffocating and unable to breathe. You need to go fast. Okay?
Well,
I even didn't remember if she said thank you. But, you know.
Wow. Yeah, really. Well,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. But and like you're right, Peter. We have done 187 radio shows. I never been sick on a radio show. I am pretty rarely sick. Because I take care of my body, because I take care of what I put inside my body. Does it mean I have never been sick? No. Sometimes, you know, you have a virus like this one, because it's a virus. The flu shot they give to her is a virus. She has been contaminated many people around. She incubated for 10 days, and after she contaminated many people around. This is a virus. And when you have a virus like this, I know exactly what to do. You know, I push some, I push until my body is so hot, it becomes completely red and you can put your hand on it because it burns. But I push the body, push the immune system and push everything and never stop a fever. This is a wrong thing to do. See? You know, when sometimes you never stop a fever, let me rephrase this, you never stop a fever with medication. You can stop a fever or reduce the fever mechanically. Meaning, what you do, you take something, a cold towel or something, and you put on here a cold bath or something like this to reduce the fever, but never with drugs. Because you stop the immune system fighting pathogen inside your body and fighting all of this, and it's not good to do that. It's contrary, let the immune system work. If the body is hot, okay, don't take some drugs to put the fever down. This is the wrong thing to do.
Right, so a lot of people I hate to say it, but years ago, this was common knowledge. You know, let yourself, without going into too hot is no good, but just enough, you know, whatever that temperature degree might be, 101, 102, maybe even 103, that's getting in the danger zone. But that extra fever for whatever number of hours is actually what's killing off all those bad stuff. So that's why you don't kill the fever, because if you kill the fever, all the bad stuff just keeps growing. So it could be actually
exactly.
worse. But those are the things
exactly.
that people used to
know. I remember. Yeah, go ahead.
No, those are the things that people used to know because people used to know those things. Now people don't know these things anymore.
Yeah, the my grandfather, all of this, was doing some stuff like this. I remember my father when we were kids and we were sick. Okay, sometimes we have a command call or something like this. What he was giving to us, he was giving hot milk okay, with some rum, you know, the alcohol, the rum from the Martinique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, putting this inside, a little bit inside, and he was putting on it. And we drink that going to bed, and suddenly we have some, we are very hot, and the day after, done. Or something more serious, we were using, I don't know if you have ever used this in this country, cataplasm.
What is it called?
Cataplasm.
I don't think so, yeah. Unless I'm not familiar with the name.
It's a C-A-T-A.
Oh, capsaicin. Capsaicin.
Cataplasm. It's something you are putting on your chest, on your back, or both sides, and is a mustard seed.
Oh, okay. Mustard
and
seed.
And it's very simple. You were putting this on a water, see? And you were putting this on a kit, on the front, on the back, and you were keeping this for, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, but no more, because it's a mustard seed. The mustard seed very, very, very strong. Penetrate your lungs, all of this, and penetrate, and you keep this 5-10 minutes, take this off, and go to bed, and done. But this, you have no money to make with that, with a big pharma, because it's so simple, it's so cheap, okay? And it's something, it works, because my mom was using this on us when we were kids and we were sick. Time to time, it didn't mean you were often sick, but time to time she was using, yeah. I remember one of my my first girlfriend when I was, not even 20 years old. One day she had a cystic, meaning his kidney is not working correctly and have a problem, all of this. Go to see the doctor, and doctor give pills, because he didn't know what to do. And arrive home, and the day after, she was unable to walk. And you do you know what I have done?
No.
I take care of her. I put her, she was on a bed. I put a towel. I take an onion, cut the onion by two, make a friction on the back, cut the onion, put him, close the towel, and the day after she was up and walking and going to work. But
well,
can you patent an onion, Peter?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Big pharma cannot make money with that.
That's true.
See?
That is
the
so true.
Food, Peter, do you know how long a medical doctor, a guy, he studied for 10 to 12 years with no specialty, but he studied for, let's say, 12 years. Do you know how long they study about the food?
Well, you would think the medical doctor would obviously be studying health and nutrition and stuff like that for probably one-third of his medical school career. I know this is the wrong answer, but at least one-third, you would think.
Yeah, it's what you think or what you expect, because
right? What
you put on your body builds your body. Okay, talk with a bodybuilder. Say, I like to make something make sense. Talk with a bodybuilder. He knows this. He knows if he put this kind of protein or this one, he will build muscles, he will build muscle, or he will build fat, or do this or do that, okay? But, and I have this information from different medical doctors, not one, because I didn't rely on one information, but one who is on the board of this company I work for 15 years, or almost 20 years now, named Immunotech in Canada, say, guys, a medical doctor study food for half a day.
Wow.
Half a day. And recently, I was watching another cardiologist on YouTube, he gave exactly the same information. He said, guys, we didn't study food. Okay? We studied the body, how to operate, how to cut this, to do that, but we didn't study food. They didn't study what you eat every day and you make your body with.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, parenthesis, your body is not you. But this is another subject because many people
That's right.
say, we are what we eat. I say, no, maybe you are what you eat, but not me. Me, I am a spirit, and me and my body is two things completely different. This is another subject. But you build your body with what you eat.
Right, yeah. What else would you be building it with? How else would something get inside? Okay, so
and
for those people that
you
are...
You know, one last thing I would like to say.
Sure.
My son, my older son, had an accident years ago. Okay, he was at the hospital. The food is so bad, and my son is very slim and strict of what he eats and all of this. He's like me, maybe worse, okay? And during the, 10 days he was at the hospital, or 2 weeks he was at the hospital, he gained 10 pounds.
Wow.
At the hospital with the bad food. Diana needs to have a surgery. She was at the hospital for a longer time. Too bad for her, okay? She gone 50 pounds at the hospital with the food they were giving to her.
Jeez.
Okay, I put her on
Jeez.
A program, and I manage the program every day. And recently, this last 2 months, she lose 35 pounds.
Wow.
But this can
wow.
be another radio talk.
Right. Well, for those people that want to work with you, how would they find you?
It's really simple. They just need to call me. My phone number is 323-399-6472. Again, 323-399-6472.
Excellent. So for those people listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. You just heard from Jean-Luc. He's going to sound better next week because he'll be through all this without a doubt. And we'll see everybody next time. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, Jean-Luc. Feel better.
Thank you, Peter.
Bonsoir.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.